Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the first live episode of my Blog Talk Radio series. Okay, I'm having a little bit of difficulties going on, but we're getting it right. So today, I only got about 12 minutes left. This is a very quick episode. We're talking about 30 days to success. Now, I know what you're thinking. I can't even do anything in 30 days, far less succeed in 30 days. But what I truly have to share with you all, you'll be able to do anything that you want after these 30 days. You know, success is about really finding happiness, finding joy, finding what it is that you love to do. And a lot of times we don't find success because we're looking for success in all the wrong places. Many of us think, okay, well, if I have, you know, the money or the car or the person that I want to be with, I'll be happy, I get what I want, and I'm done. But as we all know, in this journey that we call life, we wanted several things so many times over and over again. And then after we get those things, we turn around and find out that that still didn't bring us satisfaction. So in this series, I'm going to be really hitting on key points that will help each and every one of us stay on that path. You know, anything that you want out of life, you have to be in alignment with that thing. I'm pretty sure you've all heard of energy. You have so-called negative people and so-called positive people. You know, we have different vibrations, and you also have the law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction is key. I remember, you know, back when I was in middle school, my mother came home. You know, it was me, my brother, and my uncle. You know, we all grew up together. So my mother came home, and she's like, I got this DVD that I want you all to watch. Y'all got to watch it. You know, it's going to be beneficial. So we're like, okay. So I watched the DVD, The Secret, and this is years ago, y'all. This is probably like at least like, you know, 15 years ago now. And I remember seeing it, and I remember thinking like, man, only if I could make this happen in my life, how do I manifest what I want? So I spent so much time, you know, just imagining things and trying to imagine what I want and trying to imagine myself in it. And then sometimes it'll feel like I'm closer to it, but then it'll just seem like the closer I get to it, the more that I push it away. So I understood, you know, kind of about the law of attraction and all of that type of stuff, but I didn't understand that the law of attraction works within you. It's not necessarily about you saying, oh, I want a Mercedes or I want a Maserati. Are you in line with that which you want? And do you know what you want? Because there's so many times that we think that we know what we want. We say, you know, if I had this, if I just had that, I'd be happy. How many times have you said that? I know I've been saying that my whole life. When I was a teenager, I was like, I can't wait till I get my car. Once I can get my car when I'm 16, I'm good. I'm not going to need for nothing again. Then after that, I was like, as soon as I graduate from high school, I'll be so happy, I'm done. And I'll be happy, I won't need anything else. Then after that, I was like, as soon as I get out of college, I'll be so happy. And after that, it went on and on into marriage, into kids. And then I'm like, wow, I'm accomplishing all of these things that I thought would bring me happiness. And it seems like it does for a short period of time, and then it disappears. So that's what I'm getting into. I know that we all have those same experiences. And for me, it's been very tough because, you know, I've been doing business for quite some time now. I started my first company about 5 years ago. For the first 3 years, I didn't really make too much profit. The first year, I did completely free work as well as the second year, okay? The third year is when I finally broke even with my business. So even in doing that, I'm like, man, you know, I've been working so hard. I feel like I should have more than I have. And that's the point that I was stuck at. You know, I ended up getting married, so I'm like, okay, I have a marriage, I have a child. And that, you know, that definitely brought me satisfaction to a degree, but that also didn't do it. So, you know, that's what we're talking about tonight. I'm going to try to see if I can take some of these live calls. We only have 8 minutes left, but I do want to answer the line and see who we have. So let me pick up the first caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hey,
you on air? Hey, who is my first caller?
Nadia.
Oh, my goodness. The law of attraction is at work. Oh, my goodness. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm at work right now. I had to tune in. I seen it on Facebook, and I was like, no, I gotta get on this.
I appreciate that. I'm so glad to hear from you, girl. Like, I've been needing to contact you, but now we're in contact, so this is perfect.
Yes,
question. This is my first episode, so are you able to hear me talk before I picked up the call, or is this the first time you're hearing my voice?
I heard you. I heard everything you were saying.
Okay, so how do you feel about, you know, what I'm talking about as far as the law of attraction? Have you heard about that before? How do you feel about that concept and about really manifesting what you want in your life? Like, where are you on that path right now in your understanding?
I have heard about it. I have started practicing on it. I haven't got it down to a T. I do agree with it. I do agree that it works because I've seen it work in other people's lives. And
right.
I'm a little late on the ball, but, you know, it's just a matter of focusing in, and it's about a mind thing. If your mind is scattered and if your thoughts are everywhere, it's not going to come into place. You have to open up everything and align everything, like you were saying earlier, so.
Most
definitely.
One of the key things you just said is focus, you know, and what I'm starting to find out, what's making it much more effortless for me to attract what I want into my life is really just finding happiness. Because, you know, I used to think, like, if I get this, that'll make me happy. But then, you know, you want the stuff, and by the time you get it, you really forget how bad you used to want it, and it doesn't even bring you the satisfaction that you thought it would bring you. So, you know, I'm finally finding out how to have that happiness within myself, and with that, everything else is just lining up, you know. And so this is just kind of like an introduction episode that I'm doing right now. But tomorrow, and it's right on time because tomorrow is the first of the month, you know. And so I do have a process that if you do it every day for 30 days, you know, and if you mess up, if you feel like you was off one day, then you start over because you want to do it 30 days straight. And I guarantee you will see results. It's not even going to take you 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you'll see results. So I appreciate you calling in. I have your number right here. I just screenshotted it. I will be personally calling you back. Thank you so much, Boo, for calling in. I got to take the next caller because I only have 4 minutes left on this episode.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Love you. Thank you so much for calling in. I miss you so much.
Love you too, Mama.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who am I speaking with? You're on the line with Kendra Justine. How do you feel about this show so far?
Well, this is a big season right now, talking to you. I feel good about it. I like what you're talking about.
I appreciate that. So who am I speaking with?
I said this is a big season.
Oh, big season. I appreciate you tuning in. Perfect. Okay, so where are you on your path with manifestation? Because I know that you definitely are in line with a lot of the things I'm talking about. So, you know, how do you feel when it comes to co-creating and really bringing what you want into your life? You know, where are you on that path?
Well, I mean, I'm not where I want to be. And hopefully I can never be satisfied where I want to be, because once you do that, you become complacent, you become stagnant, and whoever's trying to surpass you will pass you. You know, when I use a sports analogy where they say practice makes perfect, no, practice makes permanent. And if you keep trying to, you know, get better and progress, then the people behind you won't pass you and they won't surpass you. Now, me personally, I'm not where I want to be in life in any, you know, any way, shape, or form. In my relationships, in my music, in my faith, whatever it may be, being a father, being a man, I'm not necessarily where I want to be every day. But I try to make myself better every day of doing those things.
Right, and it's key what you said, because consistency is really the key. You know,
yeah.
Anything that you do consistently will pay off. The only difference between a person who is so-called successful and a person who is not is the person who does something daily, you know, towards their goals. And so, you know, what I would add to what you said is the only thing that I disagree with you on is that, you know, I don't disagree. It's nothing wrong with not being satisfied where you're at, because that means you see more for yourself and you're not happy where you're at because you're like, well, I see the bigger picture and that's where I want to be. But
mm-hmm.
on this journey into the law of attraction, you know, that's where I was stuck for so long. I work hard. You know, it's been hours where I'm up. You know, I was hardly sleeping. I actually literally crashed 2 of my cars in the last 2 years from just grinding so hard and falling asleep while driving, you know, from trying to do too much in the day. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm beaten at work. I'm doing this. And I'm like, I'm still not manifesting my desires. So what I had to learn how to do was let go. And, you know, they always say let go and let God, and it's like, okay, here we go. You know, what does that mean? You know, because you still have to work. You see what I'm saying? But what I realized is when you really come to your center and you start to, you know, feel joy in what you do. I started doing photography back in the day because I loved it. Then it got to the point where I was kind of jaded with it and I'll just do it. But then when I came back to, you know, really loving what I do, not forcing myself to, you know what I'm saying, but just taking advantage of each opportunity, each moment that I had and seeing the positive in it, that's when everything else started to manifest itself.
Right.
I only have 55 seconds left, but I do want to close out with you because this is big, you know what I'm saying? So the main thing is just to have your destination in mind, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know where you're going. And once you have that, you can clearly, you know, you write down your goals and you can clearly start going towards that every day. And what you'll realize, you know, we always want the master plan. Like, what's the plan? How am I going to get there? I need A, B, C, D, and Z. But what I've learned is that you just start. You just work in the moment. You don't think about it, you know. And the more that you just go with the flow, all of the answers will come to you, literally. You see what I'm saying? Everything that your mindset is lined up with, whatever vibration that you're on, that's what you're going to attract to yourself. But
right.
I only have 10 seconds left on the air, so I'm closing out with you, Big Caesar. Email me, contact me. I will be listening to that dope music you sent me. Appreciate y'all tonight. Peace.